Hello, welcome to the podcast.
You can't.
I'm joking. Hello, welcome to the Milk Bar Podcast, the podcast where we cover comedic commentary, pop culture from the week prior, including recent news, games, food, and more. Today I'm joined with not everyone, but most of them.
The good ones.
The good ones.
The ones that count, isn't it, really.
And you're back. You haven't been here for
I've been away for 7 months. So long.
Yeah.
Where have you been? I just dip in and out.
Dip your toes in.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Get on with the intro.
Right, I've done that bit. There you go.
No, you're doing the whole thing, mate.
The whole thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my. I haven't signed up for this.
You're the host with the most.
I've had
a joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
The most weight. Right, Patreon. We've got one.
If you haven't subscribed, what the fuck are you doing?
Calm down, Oshan. We've talked about this. Just £3. £3 is the price of your small coffee. And you get a great deal. Merch discounts, podcast specials. And you get to help us produce the videos that we put out on the channel. Just £3 a month. Please check it out.
Is it really worth £3? Sorry, carry on.
That's not...
It is. Okay. Subscribe.
All right. Story of the week. We know the drill. Everyone, let's just tell each other a story.
Well, I feel like you haven't been here in a while, so you should go first.
No. You've got one ready. I don't.
It's not even that good, to be honest.
Yeah, but we all want to hear it.
I've essentially... I had my carpets fitted today in my... I have a house. By the way, I don't know if I told everyone.
All right.
But I have a house.
Stop going on about it.
And that's it. I've had my carpets fitted. Anyway, so it's been a while because, long story short, I was living in a bit of a shithole for a while because it was decorating, whatever. Finally finished the upstairs. So carpets are down. And whilst they were doing it, I was just working, whatever, and scrolling on my phone or whatever. And then I started hearing something a bit weird in the background. So I was like, what the fuck is that? Like when they were working. So I was like, pause the TV and whatever so I could hear. Listened in. And then I just heard, like for a solid 10 to 20 minutes, right? Guy was just being sick in my toilet. It's like, what?
What?
And he didn't even say anything about it after. So he was like, yeah, we're all done now, mate. And I was like, with what? The being sick? Or like, are you done?
At least clean it up properly.
Well, to be honest, I didn't even check.
That's horrible.
But then Stephen was like, what if... Well, it's a good job that he did it in the bathroom, at least. And I was like, yeah, hang on. Hang on a minute. What if he's put it under... What if that's the underlay? Well, that's a bit squidgy bit. Fucking going up the stairs, like... So yeah, that was my day.
What if he wasn't just in the bathroom, but if he was just...
up the walls.
One of the bedrooms. You'll open one of the wardrobes and there's just a puddle of sick in the corner.
It was just fucking... I was like, what is happening? Like, and then it was just weird that... Like, fair enough, if you don't feel well or he's got something going on and he's just sick, like, fair. But it's the fact that he did that, threw up for like 20 minutes, knowing I could hear him throwing up and then just didn't say anything about it. It was like... You would just say that, oh, sorry, I just really don't feel well,
you'd at
sorry.
Least mention it, yeah.
Yeah, but he was just like, yep, we're all done now, mate, here's your invoice. And I was like, okay.
Taking a tenner off for the sick.
And he added a tenner for the sick.
Yeah. It's a whole new service.
Yeah. But the carpet's nice.
Good.
So
well, you haven't got that cheese down anymore.
No. Yeah, really funny fucking joke. The underlay that I previously had was yellow for reference. So I kept sending photos like, oh, yeah, look what I've done. Oh, nice fucking cheesy carpet. It's like, all right.
That's literally the first thing I said.
Yeah.
Always made me hungry.
So, yeah, had new carpets and the guy was sick all over them. That's my story.
That was an eventful day.
Now to Simon's story about how he killed someone.
He just killed someone intentionally. No, my story's going to be pretty boring this week. It's just going to be... I've got a new job. I quit my last job because I couldn't take it and it was killing me. So I got a nicer job and today was my first day.
How'd it go?
I'm knackered. I was up at 5:30 in the morning to get a bus. I'm just tired, okay?
What time does the job start?
Well, I'm supposed to be there at 6:00, but it's just no way I'm going to make that. So
Jesus.
I got in for 6:30 and then...
Did you stay half an hour later?
Not half an hour later, no. 3 hours later.
Oh.
Yeah. So I got out at 1:00 and then I was just at home doing some housework and then now I'm here.
Did you tell them that you were going to be like there at half an hour later?
Yeah, they knew. They were fine with it. Yeah.
Okay.
So from going forward, are you like?
Yeah. But I've got no choice in either way. Like, I'm not going to walk in fucking 3 in the morning. Yeah.
Like, you get there when you get there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're fine with it, though.
But the people seem nice.
Yeah, they're all lovely. Like, there was a couple of guys I was put with today. We were just having a laugh, like, definitely joking as we were putting stuff out. And then one of the lads there I've known for years. I used to be his boss, and now he's my boss. It's pretty cool. He's buzzing about it. He can't wait to order me about.
It's like payback.
Yeah. But yeah, that's my story. Pretty boring, but...
Well, congrats.
Thank you.
Well, you've been in the same line of work for how many years now, though?
Many years. And it's...
50?
Just awful.
16 years.
I think 7 years I was a chef.
Really?
Yeah. And then so, yeah, since I was 20. And then when I was 21.
Wait, you're 20? Hang on. You're 27?
Yeah.
Damn.
Holy shit.
Damn.
Mate, I didn't realise that. Sorry, I just always, I don't know.
It's all right. Most people think I'm in my 30s, so.
No, that's just mad. You're well old.
What?
Sorry, Ellis, you got a story for us?
Nothing pops to mind. I'm having the moment of a 1,000-yard stare because I'm recovering from a 60-hour week work thing.
60-hour week work?
My mind's mush.
Yeah.
Nothing but mushy peas in there, mate.
He loves peas as well.
I fucking love peas. He loves peas.
And you were working at the theatre?
I was, yeah.
Yeah. Was it all right or just tiring?
No, it was all right. Just a lot of shit happening in the same week. It was for an opera, and usually they're like seasonal.
Oh, Chris loves the opera. Go on, do your impression of the opera.
Were you just going to shit them?
No, I was going to go for it, but then I was like,
"No, go on, go on."
No.
Right. Continue, Alex.
That was very anticlimactic. So the opera is usually seasonal. So there's like one every, you know, winter, etc. And they decided to put two in 1 week, so there was a lot of turnaround for it. So, just
idiots.
It's interesting, but I'm done.
That's like proper opera, like that kind of.
Yeah, you were saying to me before you got out like one night at like 5 a.m.
I did, yeah.
What? What time did you start?
For that was 10:30 in the morning.
Jesus.
Hang on, what? Mm. Hang on. You started at 10:30 in the morning.
I think so.
And you left the next day at 5 a.m.
Mm.
What were you doing? Just
having
a kip.
Massive nap. That power nap.
On the middle of the stage.
He was in the opera.
Damn. I was in the opera. I actually was.
Oh, nice.
There was...
He was the Phantom.
They did a version for students, I think. And it was like a lot less, I don't know what you call it, like the production value of it was far lesser. It required less work. And usually like when they change scenes, they put a curtain up and then you kind of run over and do your shit. But for this one, they didn't. So I just rocked up on stage, no curtain. They just watched us do our thing.
I stared
at some students and swore at them. Yeah.
Nice.
That's horrible. It's not nice.
Sorry, yeah, no. It's awful. Awful. Yeah, awful time.
I didn't care at that point.
Well, at least you're chirpy about it.
Exactly.
Chris?
I'm trying to think of a story. But I've got... It's not my story.
Oh, fuck me. You can't keep doing this.
I know. He never tells his own stories.
He's just fucking history lessons here, isn't it? It's like, right, so in the 19th century... Fuck off. Tell your own story.
So funny.
So there was this artist in Austria.
Yeah.
This one's a classic, yeah.
Cut to 5 years later.
All right, then, what's higher?
All right.
Tell us a story about yourself.
Well, I haven't been doing anything interesting, so... I feel like I've upset, you know... Said everything about me. Nothing else is going on.
nothing else has ever happened.
18 episodes into a podcast, and everyone knows everything about you.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, to be fair,
you're very one-dimensional.
Whoa. Fucking hell.
He's really interesting in the ref, isn't
he?
Oh, shut up.
Yeah. Go on, fucking tell you.
Tell the story, if you have to. I don't... Okay.
Whose story is it?
It's someone from work.
Obviously, because you've got no other fucking friend.
Oh, is this the dog one?
Yeah.
I've already told that. No, actually, this is a good story.
Okay, now he wants to hear it.
You should have led with that.
It's about dogs.
Now I'm into it. Mm. Go on.
So...
No, actually, because now you're going to win.
No. Oh, no, I think...
No, you weren't with your fucking carpet.
Well, no.
But Stephen might have something fucking...
He might have something in the barrel, mate. He's coming out with something.
I can see it.
It's going to be crazy. I know what it's going to be.
Just join the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah, Jesus.
Well, why have you said yes?
Well, I said, do you to him?
Oh, I thought you said
yes. What
story you're going to tell. It's going to come into your mind. What's happened to you interesting this week?
Oh, yeah, they're going to.
I'm not talking about that thing, but I want to know what he's talking about.
That, probably. What? No. Do you know?
I don't know.
No, he doesn't.
Oh.
So I'm wondering what story he's on about.
Go, tell your story, Chris. Fuck me.
All right.
Get on with it. Taking the piss.
Am I going to say it without getting interrupted?
No,
probably not. Go on.
Right, okay. So I'm going to say it dead quick. So I work with someone. They've got a dog, recently got a dog, and he's like a little Labrador thing. Anyway, she obviously takes it for walks and that. Anyway, this person at work, she's got a thing with, like, she gags at, like, anything remotely sort of a bit gross.
Oh, really?
Fucking always, no.
where are you going with that, mate? I'm always making a gag. Oh, you're sick. You're sick. Literally work with this woman. It is a woman, isn't it?
Fuck's sake. Yeah, I was going to say that, but I stopped myself.
You're fucking weird.
Yeah, no, okay, so she's got a dog, and then she went with her sister to take it for a walk. Anyway, the dog, just the fucking, like, dirtiest shit. Anyway, she goes to pick it up. As she's picking it up, she throws up everywhere. She throws up, and it's dead windy. It's, like, all down her, all in her hair. She's, like, estate. And then she's like, oh, fuck it. We'll just keep going with the walk, whatever. And then... walks a little bit further up the hill. The dog's shits again. She goes to pick it up again, immediately sick everywhere. And it's just like an absolute mess. The dog's been like walking in it and stuff. It's just a state. And then she's like, we're here now. I may as well just finish it. We may as well keep going. And then in the meantime, because like the mess that's going on, she's like past her sister, the poo bag. She's like, yeah, hold this, I'll like clean myself up. Anyway, they're walking further up the hill. And then she looks at her sister and she's like, what is on your coat there? Anyway, all the shit had gone all over her sister's coat. Yeah.
Ow.
Anyway, she sees that, throws up again.
Oh, for God's
three
sake.
Three times. Anyway, then she says, because she was laughing so much, she pissed herself, and it was just like...
You didn't tell us that. Yeah.
Maybe she shouldn't own a dog.
You'd think, wouldn't you? She'd have maybe realised, I'm not great at dealing with shit. But then apparently she's like gone back to her mum's to like drop her sister off, and they've gone, what the fuck has happened? Like, she's covered in sick, her sister's covered in shit. Yeah.
That is horrendous.
Are you going to name and shame them?
No. She knows.
She knows.
She knows what she's done.
So yeah, so I thought that was quite a funny story. Or maybe I shouldn't have shared it.
That is a good story.
No, that is a good story, and you've won.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought the engine's going to beat you.
Well, let's hear yours, Stephen.
What was the story you were thinking of?
I thought you were going to start talking about the caravan, yeah. How they just ditched it on
you. To be fair, I could talk about that. Yeah, we got, because we were getting a caravan and it got dropped off because we were supposed to have it like a couple of weeks ago. And the weather has just been awful. But like a couple of weeks ago, it wasn't. And then this week, like last week, it was just horrendous rain. And then they dropped it off the day after the rain in a field. So it was just like by the entrance where there was stones, so it was fine. But we needed to get it to a pitch. And we just tried and it just got stuck in the middle of the field.
It just went wrong, didn't it?
Yeah, it was just all horrible wet mud, and it just got stuck in the middle of the field, and it just sat there, and it's still there, you know, because it's been raining every day since, pretty much.
He texted me halfway through it, and he was like, so we were moving the caravan because we attached a tow bar, because they delivered it without a tow bar, didn't they? So you couldn't even move it.
Or legs.
Yeah. But
what were we supposed to do?
They managed to get a tow bar on it, started moving it, and then, did you say your dad was pulling it, and then you were pulling your dad?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then his dad said, keep going, go faster.
I was in the car in front,
yeah,
towing his Jeep.
And then his mum thought he said, slow down. So Stephen stopped.
Stop. And I stopped, and my dad was fuming. So he's like, now him, the Jeep, and the caravan all got stuck in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
Mum told me to stop.
And his dad's still there in the field.
Shaking. Right.
Nice. Chris wins.
Not Chris won.
Yeah.
No.
Well, he hasn't won.
Oh, yeah.
It's his mate from work that he makes gag.
He's just claiming victory.
I'll take it.
You do that quite a lot, to be fair.
Cheats.
Yeah. You're a cheater.
You said that it could be a story that, like, you've heard.
No, it isn't that you've heard.
It specifically says right here something that's happened to them.
Yeah.
Recently or in the past.
Well, someone told me.
So the story is, you got told a story.
Yeah.
Out of a story.
You still win.
Yeah.
Because out of all of them, that was the best.
If you want to become a Milkmen founder, check out milkmen.shop with limited hoodies, t-shirts, caps and more. Milkmen Original will keep you cuddly, warm and cosy. It's nice. With free shipping on orders over £69 across the UK, purchase any product and you will be labelled as a Milkmen founder. Make sure to check out the merch at milkmen.shop.
And there's new hoodies, t-shirts and hats and all that type of shit with a new design, which
only
I'm wearing. Even though we all have the new merch.
Mine's just over there.
So.
Yeah, so is mine.
Yeah.
So is mine.
Fuck's sake. So, yeah. It is actually good.
Well, it does look good.
It's better quality than the previous ones as well. Like, it's even better.
It is even better. They're like, so soft.
Yeah.
It's weird. All right.
Like my bum.
What?
Carry on.
Time for the weekly news recap.
Yep.
Does anybody have anything they want to talk about?
I mean, is what's going to get talked about on there before I mention? Like,
well, a lot of fight stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. Okay.
The Misfits boxing event. It was very good. The event itself, the fights weren't very good.
What fight are we talking about, Si?
Well, let's talk about KSI versus Tommy Fury.
Absolute shit.
Terrible.
The main fight?
Yeah.
And it was awful. Did you actually watch it live?
No, not live.
I was watching Prey.
Yeah, we were watching Prey, which is way better.
Oh, you just watched the highlights?
Yeah.
Which ones? Because there wasn't any. It was all shit.
I just watched it on like Twitter and shit.
Did you watch it?
I followed the live updates and it was all like, oh, KSI's got this in the bag, basically. And then it goes, Tommy Fury wins. I was like, hang on, mate.
Yeah.
And then I watched the highlights and they just spent the whole time hugging. So yeah. I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Like, no, Tommy Fury won, but no one won. Because it was an awful show from both of them. KSI was just doing fucking star jumps the whole time. And Tommy's this like professional boxer that's been boxing since he was six. And he was shit.
Yeah.
Like he blames it on like, oh, well, when, you know, when you're in the gym and you're actually boxing, like, you know, you actually want to fight. But he was, if you watch what he was doing as well, going in for a hug.
Yeah, they're both doing hugs, weren't they?
Oh, they were both as bad as each other.
Yeah. And it's the thing is, he's like going like, oh yeah, fucking, I won both. He's only just done it by the skin of his teeth against YouTubers.
Yeah. And he won by one point. Yeah. Against a YouTuber that had only started, like, what, a few years ago?
Yeah.
Like, fuck off. Why are you bragging about this, dickhead? But I couldn't take him, so well done, Tom.
Yeah. I could.
Nice.
Yeah, you could. Right. Fucking take it up the arse.
What about Logan and Dylan?
That was better, but again, it's like, Dylan, what are you fucking doing? Dildo fucking like that the whole time, didn't throw a punch. Then starts hitting the security.
I could tell Stephen was like the happiest man when just seeing what was happening, and then when Logan won as well.
Yeah.
I just know for a fact he was loving his life.
But there's a bit of controversy, isn't there? Because Logan's security guard jumped in the sixth round?
Yeah.
He jumped in early, so Logan might now get like disqualified after the fact.
Dylan lost, so.
Yeah, he lost. But
I didn't get who won. Just Dylan had
Dylan
to
lost.
Lose.
Yeah. But he might not.
He's already disqualified.
Yeah, but that happened after Logan's security guard came in.
But then they're both going to be disqualified.
Yeah.
So then they're both
it'll just be a pointless fight.
Yeah. I mean,
but Dylan lost.
Well, that makes everyone happy.
Did you see the ending, though? Did you see it, Ella?
I haven't watched any of it. Who's Dylan, though? I've never heard of him.
Oh, he's just...
Just an absolute cunt.
He's so weird.
He's obsessed with Logan's fiancée.
Yeah.
He's a strange, strange man. And he gives, like...
They've even done a lawsuit against him.
Really?
Yeah. They filed it ages ago while he was doing it, because he just kept posting pictures of her every single day for, like, 5 months. He just posted a picture of her, photoshopped and everything. Like, they were, like, photoshopped weird, like, her in, like, really weird positions and stuff like that. And even with, like, even with him, even though he's got... His wife's just given birth to a kid.
Yeah.
And it's just like...
Not his kid.
He's a strange, strange man.
Nice.
Really weird.
And then he's still talking, like, smack after the fight. Like, yeah. Oh, you'd kill me. I'd kill you in a fight. It's like, didn't I?
You fucking didn't. Yeah. And you couldn't.
Clearly not.
But it was so obvious when they both came out, because it was like, Logan looked like an absolute fucking beefcake. Like, I had a bit of a semi, I'm not going to lie. And then Dylan came out, and he just looked like...
Where's the fighter?
Yeah. Like, what's this about? But there was actually photos of him out drinking the night before in Manchester. Yeah, he just wasn't taking it seriously whatsoever.
Yeah. Logan looked massive, though, to be fair.
Yeah.
Like,
What? He looked hung.
Honestly, hang on. He looked like, his arms looked like he had gorilla arms, mate. It was weird.
Mm.
Like, he was huge.
Do you reckon he's on anything?
Yeah? Are you joking? What are you do you reckon he might be on steroids? Like, fuck off. Yes, he is.
Yeah, but they're boxing, so they're not... Yeah.
What?
Don't they get tested for boxing, then?
Drug test.
Do you know how steroids work? You're not constantly on steroids. You do a few weeks, then you're off.
Yeah, but surely it's still in your system.
Well, he would have done it so that it's not in his system, but he's still got the, built, hasn't he? You know what I mean? Not that I know anything about steroids.
not that you've researched it.
No.
All right, fair enough.
And the other interesting fight, Salt Papi versus Slim.
Best one of the night.
Never heard of them.
Didn't watch it.
Oh, what? Mate, that was literally the best fight of the night. Because everyone expected Salt to win.
Yeah.
Because he's a good fighter. And he's like won however many
But Slim's a very good fighter as well.
He is. But
it's strange because it looks like there's nothing of Slim. Do you know what I mean?
But yeah.
It's like he'll put people down.
Yeah. And it was a really good fight. Because like Salt was just going around basically just smiling. Like he was having a nice time. And then Slim got a few good hooks, and then Salt's just like, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
What's fucking happening there? Then all of a sudden, Salt's just on the floor.
Yeah.
It was a really good fight. If you're going to watch any of them, watch that one.
I was expecting Salt to win, to be honest, because he's been putting in work.
Yeah.
Like, a lot
of
work.
People are saying that's probably the reason he lost, because he lost so much weight so quickly.
Lost most of his power.
Yeah. But I put a bet on, only for a fiver, for Logan to win against Dylan and KSI to win against Tommy.
What were the odds?
33-1. So with it being 1 point away from KSI winning, and I could have won £170 from a fiver bet, I was fucking fuming that he didn't. I was shouting all sorts of stuff at the TV, like. So anyway, moving on. Before I repeat any of it.
Do you want to talk about this Captain Tom thing? Because I have no idea what it's about.
Read it.
Captain Tom's daughter says the family kept £800,000 from his books. Following Hannah Ingram Moore's explosive interview with Piers Morgan, it has been confirmed that Captain Tom Foundation will close down after an investigation into it concludes. Sir Captain Tom Moore became a national fundraising hero when he raised more than £39 million for NHS charities before his 100th birthday. That's the...
veteran.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy.
I know
like,
who
Captain
he is.
Tom,
but
I was like, is that a pirate?
Captain.
Obviously, I know of him. I don't know about what's happened. Or
wasn't it? So obviously, they set up a charity, and then
in his name.
Yeah,
and then his daughter was the CEO.
She was like taking a cut.
Yeah, she was the CEO. She became the CEO and took £80,000 a year. I think it was £80,000.
Might have been even more.
I think it was actually. Yeah. Might have been more, but like a ridiculous amount for a CEO, considering she didn't like. If it weren't for him, she'd have had nothing.
Mm. Yeah.
And then there was that whole thing about her building a spa at her
home.
In
the back of a house or something.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was like £1.3 million that they took for that spa. Not needed. Nothing to do with the charity.
Quick access to milk.
I love milk. Not the shop spa.
Yeah.
Wait.
Got employees in it and everything.
And then, she's just been found out to taking £800K from... a dead dad.
What a scumbag.
Yikes.
Like, what the fuck? Imagine Imagine. Like, you just...
Was he just holding on to it in the grave?
Just taking bits out every now and again.
Bit inappropriate, mate. Yeah, he's dead. Yeah? And Captain Tom? Hmm?
Everyone dies.
That is true. Everyone does die. I've done it twice.
You literally have.
But what about, like, you know, like other charities? Like, surely them CEOs take a cut.
Yeah, they do.
So, like, why aren't they getting...
hassled about it? Well, because... Well,
I mean, she was obvious about it.
No, well, I think she was doing it illegally.
Right.
So she wasn't doing it, like... Well, I mean, she built a fucking spa out of the money from a charity.
Yeah. Mm.
Again, not
what
a shot.
A scumbag.
Yeah. No, I think it's something like, isn't it 20p of every pound? No, wait, hang on. Every pound that you donate to a charity, only 20p of it actually goes to what the charity does.
Yeah.
The charity for. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's only a small percentage.
Yeah. That's why I don't donate to charity. Fuck.
I don't, because I don't care.
No, why don't you donate to charity, Ellis?
I do.
We're not going around the table and asking why we don't donate to charity.
What charities do you what charities do you donate to?
RLNI.
The Ellis charity.
What? Straight into my pocket, yeah.
He's building a spa at the back of his house.
But an actual shop. Just the RLNI?
From the top of my head.
Just the one. Wow, brilliant.
Yeah. What a scumbag.
I know. What about, like...
Milkmen.
Yeah.
What I didn't know we were a charity.
Well, we donate to charity if you go to milkmen.shop.
Segway.
What about you, Chris?
What, donating to charity?
Yeah, do you or don't you? Are you a shit house or are you?
I've donated before. Currently.
If you've got to think about it. Mate, who's just farted? I can smell it.
Well, it's not me.
I can't smell it.
Only you can smell it.
Definitely. I swear it wasn't me.
Only you can smell it. Sure, it's like your breath reflecting off the mic.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, mate, you know, like in films when something pauses, like time, and then someone just farts in your face and then just unpauses time. It's literally like that's just happened.
It's just the salt in your nostrils.
Yeah.
Sorry. Anyway.
Carry on.
If you haven't already, make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Handle is @WatchMilkMen. You get behind...
Try again.
You get behind the scenes and extra content, and also, because... Please do it for me, Daddy. Once again, @WatchMilkMen across all social media. Thank you very much. Right. Curdle Conversation. A conversation between the six of us where we delve into the hypotheticals of the world's most notorious and despicable questions that we now encourage you, the audience, to send us. Got a question? Send it in. Comment below. The question now is, what are some God-tier superpowers?
God.
That's not a superpower, that's a man.
Oh,
I've actually got one.
Go on.
This would be my power if any question was like, what superpower do I have? It'd be this. The ability to manipulate probability.
Do you know what? You've said that before. We've had this question.
Yeah,
it's the best.
We've had this question already. That's why I'm confused.
I feel like we've done it, yeah.
Right, round two. Carry on.
What, another question?
No, the same question.
Oh,
we'll answer it again, but with different answers.
Oh,
well, there is no other God-tier superpower. So,
the ability to pause time before the alarm starts in the morning at work, so you can sleep for longer.
Nice.
That's it.
You're an idiot.
Why is he an idiot?
Because he just is.
No, he must have paused time so he can fart in people's faces.
Yeah. That's what he's been doing.
I wouldn't fart in my own face, would I?
Hang on,
lads. Pause time, fart in my own face, and then unpause time. Who's just farted? Why would I do that?
He just does it. He goes, got him.
Yeah, it does sound like something you'd do.
It does.
So it's a pause time. What did I say last time? So I think it's something different. Flying's boring, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I said last time.
Yeah,
because I wanted to reenact.
Flying's fucking boring. Anyone that comes up with the answer flying is a boring fucker.
No, I meant
that's what you've just said.
I meant it's a good one, but it's the one that everyone goes
for. Oh, it's a good one now, is
it's
it?
The one that you literally goes just, for.
Right.
No, that's, I'm sorry, forgive me.
I'm not offended.
Oh no, he is.
He is.
He's already
he's
a bit
fuming.
Down.
Wait, yeah. Alice, what was your answer?
Flight.
Why did you have to confirm it, Stephen?
Oh, no, because he said that was last time. I wondered, I didn't know if he answered this time.
Yeah, new answer.
Right. Yeah, it's got to be. Oh, hang on. I haven't thought of something different.
All right. Well, fucking hell. Why has it got to be you?
Because you asked me. Didn't you?
No.
All right, then. Fine, I'll sit here quietly.
Fucking hell. Wait your turn, mate.
That's how you did.
Ellis?
Phase view objects.
That is a good one.
Oh, that would be a good one, yeah.
That is a good one. Do some sick shit with that.
Like what?
You phase and unphase me.
What?
You know what I'm thinking.
I'd phase through walls and fart in people's rooms.
Just your arse.
Just
your arse. Imagine sitting there, you just see an arse come through the wall and fart.
Oh no.
Follow through a little bit. No, that's a different.
Jesus.
That's pretty fucked up. Right, Chris, how was your turn?
Oh, fuck. I can't think of something. Like teleporting, but again, that's fairly like.
I think you said that last time.
Did I? No, I feel like I said something fucked last time, Mike.
Didn't you say something about 9/11?
No, oh, right, I know.
Flight. 9/11.
What? Hang on.
That's just superpower.
He can just fly planes. That is
we don't want this fucker flying a plane.
What about? Oh, I don't know. I was thinking like, how can you beat like probability, like luck in it, like being like, lucky.
Dominoes.
Yeah.
I mean, Deadpool's pretty cool. So his power, get cancer,
and always be on the brink of dying.
Yeah,
that's just me. No, I've got cancer.
Okay, yeah. Well, this is gonna be a deep segment for a minute. Fucking hell.
Yeah. It's probably gonna happen.
Well, it's 1 in 2, isn't it? So chances are.
I don't know what that means.
1 in 2, mate. Come on.
I don't know. What
and you talk about
means.
Probability.
you'll have the ability to change it.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but he doesn't have the superpower.
It increases the probability.
This is reality now. 1 in 2 people are going to get it, so chances are some of us are going to have it.
I've literally got superpowers now. You can't tell me otherwise.
Steven. He's got mental health problems.
You haven't got speeds.
You haven't got good reactions, just, you know.
Well, I mean, the Flash, I'd say. Speedster.
Yeah.
You said phase
in a
object,
kid's park.
Flash can do that.
Yeah,
plus,
you can actually.
Go back in time, plus be fast.
Yeah, that is a good one. Shame the TV show and films are shit, though.
Yeah.
Well, the first few seasons
are.
Yeah,
I was going to say the first couple of seasons. Yeah.
But then it gets real bad.
Yeah.
All right, next question. What would you do if you only had 24 hours to live?
Die.
Kill myself. Well, I've only got 20.
Yeah, but you may as well have them, do you know what I mean?
Go to the Winchester and wait for it to all blow over.
It doesn't blow over, you just die.
You're just dying in the pub.
Exactly. Best place to die.
Oh, I don't know. You just have to do something mental, wouldn't you? Terrorist attack.
Do you know what? I knew you were going
to
say that.
You need to do something that's going to, like,
what was his answer?
Remember.
Yeah.
So, why not? You're going to die.
Why not bring some down with me? Oh, you're sick in the head, mate.
Yeah, you're fucked. You
literally make your co-workers gag. Oh, sorry.
Should we just apologise?
Yeah,
we're sorry about the whole thing.
What would you do, Steve? Get some bitches.
Just play Destiny for that.
Yeah. Continues.
Just play
his grind.
Yeah. Act like a normal day.
Yeah. Would you?
I would know.
You have 24 hours to live, and you just, just continue watching TV.
I don't know.
You wouldn't do anything mad?
Could do, maybe like travelling or something.
Travelling? Where would you go? Because you've got 24 hours, remember, so you've got
to
get somewhere.
You can't go to Australia, that's a 12-hour flight.
There's a spa next door.
Well,
back.
He could get there.
He couldn't get back.
Yeah. But.
Well, you're not going to get back, you're dead.
Yeah, but waste half your day sat on a plane.
Or go there and come back.
That's it. Seconds land.
The whole 24 hours just on a flight. Well, okay. Well, Chris? Nice.
I think I just do some... I mean, it's just a bit cringing it, but I just do something that I like. It's 24 hours, isn't it? So I would like...
Touch kids.
No, I can't do that again. So I'd, I don't know, I'd like rent like a car, a Ferrari, a McLaren.
Yeah, but just because you have 24 hours live doesn't mean you have £1 million.
That's why you said how rent.
Yeah, I'm not going to buy it, am I?
Have you got a mate to rent a Ferrari?
Why are you renting it? Rob it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you've got no consequences. Yeah.
Hang on a minute. You onto
well, do you know what? I'll pay someone for a car that I could rob.
Well, get it back.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they might not with his fucking driving.
What do you mean? I literally have never been in an accident.
No, let me do something illegal.
Yeah.
You've been in two, haven't you?
People have driven to me. That's not me driving.
Because you're a bad driver. You literally slammed on the brake and then someone came into the back of your mate.
No. One time I wasn't even in the car. It was an empty car.
And that's your fault for parking where you were parked, mate.
Sorry, yeah, for parking away from everybody, yeah.
Yeah.
What was the question? No, it was 24
hours.
Hours,
yeah.
Or what about, like, okay, you're going to die anyway, so try stuff that you like.
Whoa, where's this going?
I'm going to say, like, do some drugs or something.
Oh.
I mean, you're gonna, it's illegal. But
dies from drugs. Die.
Yeah. Yeah, just to see what it's like.
Have your first pint.
That's too much, though.
Would you not? You still wouldn't try alcohol?
I probably would then. I'm going to die in
24
hours.
Mate, right.
Now I'm gonna know what to do.
Yeah. Next time we go out, idea. I'm just going to say to him, I'm going to fucking kill you tomorrow. And then he'll drink.
No.
That would work. I'll give you a pill that kills you in 24 hours.
Where are you getting this pill from? Like?
Never you mind, mate.
Just a paracetamol, but I'm still dying.
I'll see you, Bill.
Yeah. Makes you better. Al?
Just drink myself stupid, I guess.
Fair? Sorry?
I would do a podcast.
No, you wouldn't.
Lads,
you barely I've got make to this tell one. You. Hang on a minute.
No, what I'd actually do is probably steal like a 747.
Back to the planes.
Uh-oh.
And I'd see if it's possible to do like barrel rolls and shit in it.
Oh, okay.
So he's dying before 20
minutes. Can you fly a 747?
I'll learn. How hard can it be? Just put the key in and...
In the ignition.
Got 24 hours.
Put it on autopilot, you dick.
You're just kidnapping a pilot.
Well, it's not going to do barrel rolls, is it?
You kidnap a pilot. Take him with me.
This is not a good plan.
No, but I'll enjoy it.
So you're killing a pilot?
Yeah, but...
A bad pilot?
Yeah, one that did a bad thing.
Works at Ryanair?
Yeah. Or like... I'll just kill anyone, to be honest. I just don't care, yeah.
You just go around killing people.
Do you not want to know how it feels? No, I'm not going to carry on with that.
What?
Just to kill a person.
Am I curious what it would feel like to kill a person?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, see? It's something, it's in there, like, in everybody's mind, mate. Not don't really. Lie to me.
I've already killed people.
What?
I don't feel anything.
Okay. He's numb to it now.
I wonder what it would be like to actually...
Should we find out?
No, do you know what I mean?
Take another man's
life.
You're
the only one to not.
What? No, because they say there's that thing in you, isn't there? Like if you're in that situation where you're going to die.
Mm. Yeah, it's like fight or flight.
Yeah.
I found out that mine is fight.
until you die.
At all times, you're ready to kill someone.
At like a primal level, if I'm in danger, I'll fight. Because I like battered like eight doctors in the hospital.
Are they now in comas?
Yeah. I didn't know what I was doing, to be fair, but I don't even remember it. But like I was told that it took so many doctors to hold me down and I was like throwing them about in the hospital.
Wow, really?
Yeah, and I was like pulling, you know, like the cannulas they put in and I was pulling them out and pulling the breathing tube out and everything, just fighting them.
Yeah, because you have a scar here, don't you? Because you fucking dick, you pulled it out. It's like,
and you just do the walk of shame out of the hospital, and all of them are bruised and bloodied and something out
like
of Fight
on
Club.
The floor, like twisted up.
Mm-hmm.
You've got, I don't think you are just Fight though, because you have different like stages, I think, of like being angry. Because you remember when we went out and then someone was just being a dick to you at the bar, and then you said, like, if it were me that's being a dick to you and you said this to me, I'd have just started laughing, because it's just a funny thing to say to someone. But this guy's having a go at you, and then you just go, if you carry on, I'll eat your fucking eyelids.
I didn't mean to say that.
But did he stop?
Yeah, he did stop.
He offered to buy me a drink, actually. Well.
See, that's funny, though.
That was pretty twisted, though. Who thinks of that? Weird cut. It's time now for the change game.
Okay.
You explain it, Oshan.
I haven't got... No.
You've
got the fucking thing.
I can't see. Two of the milkmen perform a scene based on suggestions from everyone else. At any point during the scene, the host can say change, at which point a previous line of dialogue and or action is replaced with a new line of dialogue and or action.
I think you should be one of the people that's participating, because you haven't been here.
Yeah, but I did it last time I was here.
Yeah, like 6 months ago.
Didn't I do the last one? I swear it was that doctor.
You were the host, weren't you?
No, it was me and Oshan, I think, the last one.
Okay, so you host. And it'll be Alice and Simon.
You sure you don't want to host? Didn't I host the last one then?
Yeah, you did. Yeah,
all right, I'll host then. I'll say change.
Oh, we've got to think of this.
Got to think of what, who they are, what they are, what they're doing. An actual story.
Yeah, not the whatever happened with the doctor and the, you know, the schizophrenic.
It was a funny one though.
That was funny.
You weren't here for that.
Did it go into coma again?
No.
It was like, surprisingly.
Oh, fair enough.
It went to like a psychotic episode.
Episode of Inception.
Yeah, me and Danny, and then next, you know, I never existed. It was just Danny. So he was schizophrenic. But then Chris was part of the story. But then Danny never existed. It was Chris. It just went through the table.
And then Ellis joined in as the doctor, who wasn't he ended up as not being a doctor or something. Yeah. So it was good.
So happens when you're not here, Sam.
We have a good time when you're not here.
Fuck the lot of you.
What are they? Who are they?
That's Simon.
I will beat your shit up.
Hang on.
What does that mean?
Sorry.
I'll grab it out of his arse.
What if he's Alice and I'm Simon?
Whoa. Ooh. Hang on, this could go really wrong.
Yeah. Horribly, but
you could offend
it.
Both of each. You're Alice, you're Simon. And you've got to offend the fuck out of each other.
Oh, he's just going to do fat jokes.
No, he won't.
I already hate this game.
But he's offending me, and I'm Simon. No, we're not changing.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to call you fat, but it's me.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Okay, that won't work.
So what you want us to do is just offend each other.
So offend ourselves. You're Simon. No, wait. You're Alice.
Yes, I am.
You're Simon. What's happening? Where are they going? They're in the car somewhere. They're going somewhere.
They're trying to swap back bodies, man.
Okay, so they're aware that...
It's a Freaky Friday situation.
Yeah. Where are they going, though?
It's for science. I don't know. Where would you go if your body's opposite?
I don't fucking know.
This is a terrible...
Yeah, it terrible. Is, isn't it? Cheers, okay. Chris.
Let's just change everything.
Right. Okay.
Change.
We should have thought of this before we got to
the point. This is what the podcast is about, mate.
They need this dialogue to keep it going.
Yeah.
Okay. What could they be?
They're both neighbours.
I feel like I was going to say both naked, but not
they're naked neighbours.
Okay, they're both neighbours and one of them's naked.
Okay. And then do they need another like a setup to that, or are we just gonna go with that?
We're just gonna go with that. And one of them's outside, already naked, so who's gonna be the one that's naked?
We don't know.
We'll find that out. Okay. Nice. Right. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen.
Mambo number four.
Sure. What? What were you saying?
Not funny.
What did you say?
This is not funny. Nothing.
What did you say?
Nothing.
What you said, ladies and gentlemen, and he went, Mambo number five.
He said what?
Mambo number five.
Mambo number five.
Oh, don't you don't know.
Oh, yeah.
You're the only one that doesn't get
it. I don't get it.
Oh, for God's sake. What?
What's Mambo number five? Right, so no, we'll get to that out later. Yeah, yeah. Right. Go.
All right. Oh, I see.
Change.
Hey, Billy. Nice day for it.
Hey, Adam. Oh, I can see that you're naked.
Change.
Well, we found out he was naked.
Yeah, that was quick.
I thought Simon was the naked one.
Cut right to the chase on that one.
Hey, Adam. Nice cock.
I grew up myself, I remember. Why have we got the accent?
I don't know. You started it.
Is that flaccid or placid?
Well, I got a little bit of a semi.
What's he semi?
Is that because you were looking at me, or is it because of your previous activity?
Oh, no. I just got done having sex with the wife.
Change.
The dog.
Change.
The cat and the dog.
Is
how would you have done to that?
I don't know.
Just call the police.
Ain't they both killing and puppy size?
You're goddamn right, how I like it.
How the fuck did you manage that? You're a semi and it's about as size as a semi truck.
Goddamn right, that's why I called it a semi. I actually call it the beef bus.
Change.
I actually call it the salami army.
Change.
I actually call it the log of chorizo.
It looks like a chorizo as well by the color of it.
Change.
It does look like a chorizo that I just ate because it's all chewed up.
What the fuck?
Yeah, the dog didn't like it very much. He got pretty violent.
Change.
He actually loved it so much that he tried to taste it with his teeth.
And what are the results like?
Well, you can see it yourself. It's pretty messed up.
Is it still working?
No.
Change.
Yes.
Change.
Hardly.
Do you need me to call somebody, Adam?
I need you to call an ambulance, please, sir. Yes.
I'm sorry, sir. I cannot do that.
Change.
I'll call them right away. And
change.
I'll call the pet cemetery, ask them about picking up a dead kitten and a puppy.
Yeah, they are dead.
Change.
I'm losing blood, help me.
Nah, I'm sure the pet cemetery will fix that up as well.
I'm going to pass out, Bill. I'm not going to make it.
I'm sure they got stitches and shit. You'll be fine, Adam.
Ain't no stitches can fix this, Bill. They need duct tape on it.
Change.
They need bandages.
Change.
They need something. I just need... Help me, Bill.
I'm going to creep back inside now because you're starting to terrify me.
All right, I'm losing consciousness anyway.
All right, best of luck in there, Adam. Take care.
Thank you.
Right.
Dies.
What was with the accent?
I don't know.
You fucked that for yourself.
I saw it as like straight away, I imagined like the white picket fence.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I had that. Yeah.
Oh. One day, we're actually going to, you know, like Smosh do skits? Mm. All these fucking change games things, we're going to have to make them in real life.
Not that one.
I'm not fucking a dog.
No one said you had to fuck the dog.
You had to be naked on the garden.
Yeah.
The one.
I'm all right with that.
With a mutilated...
Yeah. Well, no, we'll do what we can.
We'll do CGI.
Oh, bollocks. I haven't got a milk fact, so I'm going to make something up.
No, this is completely true.
Oh, okay. Milk was the reason Jesus woke up.
Was he thirsty?
To be fair, we don't know if that's fact or not. You know what I'm saying?
There could have been a cow in that cave.
He wanted that Mary's milk.
That's too far. That's his mother.
And?
We don't know what was going on inside his head. He might want to fuck.
That is a true point.
Yeah.
He could have had that. What's that thing? An Oedipus complex.
Ooh.
What the fuck? What was
that's
that?
That's where you want to fuck your mum.
Yeah. It's an actual thing.
Really?
Yeah, an Oedipus complex. It's weird, mate.
Yeah.
What's the word when you want to fuck one of your mate's mums?
Yeah, that's just sexual attraction to your mate's mum.
That's a MILF complex you got.
Not that I have it or anything.
Hmm?
Carry on.
Okay. Well, it's just the end, isn't it? Bye.